Hi, everybody, and thank you for tuning in to Talk That Talk with Nisha and Bree. I'm Brittany Breon here with Nisha Lachey. And
hey!
Episode 37.
So this is our recap of the year episode, right?
Yes.
So we just kind of want to get into it. So if you all have been following us, you know that this is 30 for us, okay? We both were turning 30 in 2020. You know, it was a big like, yes, okay? And then 2020 happened.
It was supposed to be my golden year. I was like, yes, next year going to be my best year ever.
Come on. Yeah.
Listen.
Yeah. I don't think anyone was prepared for 2020, okay? But before we get into our topic, we always want to hit you with a hot topic real quick, real fast. So,
okay.
The hot topic I want to talk about today is Super Scent and Sage the Gemini, okay? So if you all don't know who Super Scent is, she's basically this self-made millionaire who, you know, hit a lick with the crayon case, with makeup, cosmetics. So I got some of her products. I'm not going to lie. It is really good, y'all. It really is. So she, you know, is from New Orleans, and she used to do these little videos and, you know, on Vine and YouTube and all that stuff. So, and you all may know Sage the Gemini from, you know, like a red nose. All right. You know, he wanted us to shake it like a red nose at one point.
Okay.
I don't think we shook it anymore after that. You have a red nose on your sweater. Look at that.
I know. You see red and green. Yeah. Look, I can't even get it in the camera. Wait a minute. Where are these colors? Okay, yeah. Y'all see them.
That's what Gemini red nose would. Okay, I'm on Tanisha's shirt. Okay. So, anywho, him and Super Scent are dating, right? So, okay. I know y'all may have remembered her kind of going in on her baby daddy a couple of months ago when she went viral saying, well, how are you going to take care of her, Lewis? You know, and she really wanted to know how. And then she posted up with another dude, and now she posted up with Sage the Gemini. And so people are saying like, oh, she moving too fast. Her kids got a different uncle every year. Every week they're saying. And she went up there and she was just like, you know, Sage was before both of them niggas. I said, ooh, you better say you had a side duel in them relationships, because that's what you're telling us. That's what you're telling us right now. So my thing is, what do you think about that? Do we even care? Do we care about that? Does that matter?
About her having a side guy?
Well, about her, like, I guess they're saying moving on. Because we don't say anything with Lori Harvey, okay? She was fucking the daddy and the son. Check out our episode number 2. No, that was the first episode. Go ahead and look back on that episode. But it's like, for me, I guess I don't understand what is the uproar when us women are dating. So y'all want us to get our heart broke over every fucking dude we talk to, basically. Because if we don't, then it's like, she moved too fast.
Okay. I mean, to me, you know, my philosophy is I don't really care what people be doing if it don't affect me and mine. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
People be way too invested in other people's relationships, other people's happiness, other people's downfalls. Yeah. If this relationship don't work out, move on. Now, I will say this. Maybe it's a little messy. Mm-hmm. But if you go on Facebook and you tell us all about your relationship and, oh, it's so good, it's so great, we're so this, and I have the best, and then it don't work out, I want to know what happened. Now, I don't care, but give me something. Like, you know, we can't go from perfect mister or perfect woman, and then all of a sudden this perfect person just gone. Just tell me, like, you know, hey, say something. I don't know. Maybe that's just me. That's the messy part of me, right?
I guess, like I say, I just feel like society wants women to be hurt. They want us to just, when we, you know, get a man, we got to deal with their bullshit forever and ever and ever. I commend these single women, okay, for dating, okay? And if it doesn't work out, this person's not for me, yes, go ahead and move on to the next. Why keep being stuck on somebody when you can move on and find your person? Yay!
Yeah. And, you know, to me, also, I think it's men too, though. Because when you think about it, let's say a man has a family and he decides to leave because he's unhappy. And even if he's still taking care of his kids, people still judge him for choosing to leave that family or leave that woman. Absolutely. So I think society, like I said, for me, is that we're just too invested in other people's relationships where you're not the one in it. You don't know if that person is happy. Maybe they are happy, but they need to find happiness within themselves. You don't know. So we just have to remove ourselves from telling people when they should stay, when they should leave, and let people, you know, live their life.
And then, and then, like, fuck how it looked to everybody else.
Right.
You're not in this situation, so you don't know. Like, you know, so I definitely agree.
Yeah.
So that was just a quick little hot topic that I saw going on, okay? So now we want to get into our main topic, which is fuck 2020, okay? Sum it up, okay? Fuck the whole year from the beginning to the end.
Girl.
So we, you know, again, kind of just want to recap a little bit within us about our year, you know, like stated in the beginning of the episode, this was 30 for us. So this was like a big hoorah year.
Yeah.
I guess we can kind of just get right into it. Let's jump right into finances. So in the beginning of the year, you know, we got hit with the pandemic, right? Mm-hmm. So because we got hit by the pandemic, a lot of people's finances took a hit. So I think it was, you know, unemployment was the highest that it's been in years. You know, a lot of people were laid off. A lot of people lost their job. A lot of people got pay cuts. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I really feel like financially, this was definitely a hard year for a lot of people.
Yeah.
You know, for me, when everything started shutting down, it kind of made me be able to manage my money a little better because let's say every weekend me and my kids go somewhere and I'm spending all this money for us to do fun activities. Well, everything is closed now. So instead of me just like spending it on food or clothes, I was saving it, you know? I think as far as finances for me this year with the pandemic, it just allowed me to save and kind of be a little more cautious and, you know, making sure that every penny counts.
Right.
That's my finances. What about you?
I think for me, what I learned this year is you can't plan for anything when it comes to finances and sometimes even our job. And I know, well, I'll take that back. You can plan for things, but you have to be prepared for things not to go as planned, if that makes sense. Yeah. There were a lot of industries that I never thought would be suffering financially, you know, that took a hit. You know, I was told that there were some hospitals, and we know we say hospitals, that's the most secure job, but there were some hospitals that had to lay off. There were some hospitals that gave out pay cuts this year. So I think, you know, it was some of those industries that you just expected to stay above float, you know, were suffering. I think also when it comes to finances for me, I think that I like you just decided I have to save more, even though I'm not really a shopper. I don't spend a lot of money. I'm frugal anyway. But I think this year was more like, okay, we not touching that savings unless we really need to. Now, I had stuff around the house that we had to do, but for the most part, there was no splurge expenses this year because you just don't know what's to come. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then for us, you know, we were planning our event this year. That was supposed to be, was it April?
Yeah.
May? Yeah. Okay. We were having our event this year. So we had put money into that, you know, so that was something that luckily we were able to get most of it back. But just the point that we had really planned for that. And I could have not guessed that that would have happened. And we wouldn't have been able to do our first event, you know.
So. I agree. Then we want to go ahead and jump into love this year. I guess as far as love, this year, this 30, dating in a pandemic, okay? I wouldn't say love overall. I'm not even going to just, like, sub it to dating. I'm just going to say love overall. I think this year, when it came to love, I definitely was trying to love more so on myself and my children. Just because of everything that was going on, I just, like, you know, virtual schooling. And then, you know, my kids, they used to go on somewhere every weekend now. Where are we going then? So like, okay, let me just give a little extra love. Let me, you know what I mean? Really try to, you know, the norm, what they're used to is different now. So let me try to, you know, make sure I'm pouring more into them.
Mm-hmm.
If I had to touch on love as far as my love life during this pandemic, you know, I feel like it was still cool. I mean, I met went on less dates because okay. I was scared, but I went on some dates this year, you know.
Yeah.
My trip had got canceled, you know, because of everything that was going on. Or was that the reason? I think I found out he was fraudulent. That's probably what that was. Either or. Okay. Either or.
Yeah. But,
you know. So, yeah.
For me, for love, it was a really good year because what I learned is a lot of times we want people to love us our way. You know, however I give you love, that's what I expect in return. Exactly. But what I learned is you got to learn the person and figure out what does their love look like.
Yeah.
You know, and so for my relationship, my marriage, it was like, you know, all these years, I'm telling you, I want you to do this and do this and do this. And I finally kind of pulled back and just let my man love me his way without me trying to control the way that he loved me.
Yeah.
And it's been really good. I think communication is so key. And it's something, I mean, like y'all know, I've been with him for a long time, but we're still learning each other. And we're still learning how to love better. So the pandemic, listen, I saw that domestic violence was up. Okay.
Yeah.
So the pandemic, you find out, do I really love this person or not? Like, are we going to make it through this shit or not? And I appreciated that because we were able to spend more time together, more time with our kids. You know, my son, my middle son, he is so shy. Like when he was in school, he don't like doing a lot of talking. And I just really loved on him this year while we've been at home playing games with the kids, watching movies with the kids, just really loving on him. And you kind of see him coming out of his shell. You know what I'm saying? So I think for me, love has been good. And also with my friendships, I've made it a habit of reaching out to the friends that I'm really close with, I really care about, just saying, hey, I'm checking on you. Hey, are you doing okay? Hey, I love you. I did that before, but now I'm making it more of a habit, you know what I'm saying? To reach out to my people and just love on them. I'm rebuilding some relationships. You know, I got into it with some people I was close with last year. Family members, friends, you know, people that some relationships broke down, but I took 2020 to rebuild so that 2021 can be even better. And then you kind of figure out what relationships are worth saving. What relationships have died and you need to leave them dead. You know, so you find out those things so that next year we can really build on the people that really matter to you.
Yes. And I think when we go to love, we can just go ahead subway into mental health. Mentally, this has been a trying year. Okay. I'm a person that I feel my motherfucking feels. Okay. And this year I think has definitely made me feel a lot, you know?
Yeah.
I guess just the biggest thing of not knowing what's to come, right?
Yeah.
I'm a person where I plan everything down to a T. Like my days are planned. My children's days are planned. I have shit planned months in advance on what we're going to do. So with this pandemic happening and I'm just like, okay, wait a minute. I had this plan. Okay. Now I got to think of this. Now, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's very overwhelming, you know? And I guess it kind of goes back to that saying, you know, you have your plans and then God, you know, he has his plans. Or you don't try to plan it on, God's going to laugh at you. So I think for me, what I had to do for my mental health was really be more honest with myself. You know, why do you plan everything so much in advance? Like, why do you have to have control of everything? And I realized that was because I personally feel like if I don't have control with my life and everything that is around me, that it will crumble down, right?
Okay. Yeah.
And that was something that I realized during this pandemic that I probably wouldn't even thought twice about. It would have just been like, listen, this is what it is. Okay, boom, boom, boom. But it made me slow down.
Yeah.
Also, as far as my mental health, I feel like mentally realizing what I can deal with and what I can't deal with.
Okay.
Versus, you know, like, let's say somebody going through something mentally. That's what I'll say. What I can deal with meaning, okay, if you're going through something mentally and instead of you talking to me about it, you're lashing out, right? And if you're lashing out, it kind of made me, and I'm not saying you specific, I'm just giving an example. So So mm-hmm. I feel like if a person is lashing out at me, mentally I had to take a step back, like, okay, so can I just say, okay, they're going through something and keep afloat? Or do I need to be like, you know what, I understand you're going through something, but guess what, I'm going through something too. So right. Because you don't know how to communicate that, hey, I'm just going through a lot right now, or I'm dealing with a lot, I can't just like, oh, it's cool, it's okay, I know you. No, yeah. It's like, yeah. I had to realize that I can't deal with that. I have to deal with relationships with people who are able to communicate with me that, hey, I'm just going through a lot right now. Like, girl,
yeah,
a lot. So I can be like, okay, let me, you know, not take stuff so personal. But a lot of times, you know, people are not self-aware, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's hard for them to say, I'm going through something. Because they probably thinking like, what the fuck? What's going on with me mentally? They can't communicate that. But what you think mentally?
Mentally, like I said, I think what's taking a toll on me, honestly, this year was the damn election. The whole election, and some of the hatred that came from that. It was like, you know, I understood that people had differences of opinion, but I was so surprised that people couldn't come together on a basic human level and have a decency and respect toward one another. Like, I was just, like, of course, you know, we've always had problems. You know, I ain't gonna sit here and be like, America, the great, we perfect. You know, I'm not doing that. But I really thought that on a basic human level, we could connect. And what I'm seeing and what I've seen from the election is just that we, as people, we are so far apart mentally.
Yeah.
And I think also, you know, you kind of see like statuses on Facebook and you see some things that people are struggling with. And something me and you kind of talked about recently that I kind of was sitting here thinking about was like, you know, I may not have the same struggles as some people, whether that be mentally, financially, emotionally, whatever it is. But that doesn't mean that I don't have struggles. Exactly. And, you know, you've seen some of the struggles. You know, I lost, you know, we lost the family members. We lost close people to us over this year and previous years as well. We've lost grandparents. You know, my house, hell, at one point I didn't have a kitchen. Like, my kitchen had a whole little water issue. And we was without a kitchen for like a month or so.
Yeah.
But only the people that reach out to me on a regular basis knew that I was going through things. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And I just felt like, you know, I think we have to remember we might be going through something mentally, like you said, but that doesn't mean the next person isn't. And I'm not the type to get on Facebook and say, oh, this is happening. Right. Oh, I'm kind of stressed or what have you. But I think if I want to speak to mental health, it's remember to kind of check on people that may not be the type to say, hey, I need help, or hey, I'm struggling, or hey, I'm stressed. Hey, I'm going through something. And even when you call that person, they might not share with you that they're going through something.
Right.
But just you calling saying, I'm thinking about you.
Yeah.
That does matter. So for me, when it comes to mental health, there was a lot of times I had to talk myself through, like, okay, you know, it could be worse. Your kitchen is bad, but there's people that are suffering. There's people that's losing somebody. So it could be worse. But I appreciate those like you. I don't want to name drop, but some of my other friends, they just kind of reached out and just been like, you know, hey, I'm just checking on you. I'm just seeing how you are. I think that we have to remember to do that.
Yeah.
And it just ties back to what I said with love, you know, love on your people. Stop waiting until they get on Facebook and say, I'm drowning. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah. And then to speak on to that, I had, you know, this was a topic, this a little off topic, just a little bit. I'm doing one of our previous guests, how he always go off topic. But, you know, I always feel like you can be friends with the opposite sex. I really be believing that.
Yeah.
And then it's like a lot of my female friends, they'll be like, okay? Somebody trying to fuck, okay? And I just really be believing, like, that's my homeboy. We're cool. And listen, 2020 showed me that that's what it was. Like, it was a situation where, like I said, mentally I'm going through something. I'm just in general just don't want to deal with shit right now. I got a lot going on.
Yeah.
And the person just like unfriended me and unfriended my business pages and just, you know, but mind you, this was somebody that was quote unquote was my one of what I thought one of my biggest, like, you know, supporters, like, get it, you this, you that. And now that I'm just like not in the space to really be like, you know, keying all the time, you know, it's like, oh, well, let me unfollow, let me not. So I'm gonna block you. God bless you though. Okay. But I guess, like I said, that kind of really made me think about those opposite sex relationships. And I think mm-hmm. we can definitely touch on that as a later date as far as the topic, because I thought it was possible, but I don't know.
And we talked about that before. That was one of our early topics.
Yeah. And like, yeah. I was an advocate for it, but now I don't know. Like, people, I feel like people have hidden agendas.
That's a topic. Okay.
You know, and I know, like, with my close female friends, I may not talk to y'all every day. Okay. I may not. Like, I may go ghost for a second. Mm-hmm. But, like, what I have a friend do is they'll say, hey, girl, just checking on you and the kids. Y'all good? I'm like, yeah. I'm just doing this. I'm going to call you later. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I don't feel like the circle of women that I have around me take that shit personal.
Right.
And I feel mm-hmm. like for that person, which was a male, to take it personal, it made me feel like, okay, maybe you really did have a hidden agenda. Like, what was yeah. what was, you know what I mean? That doesn't
yeah. really, yeah. So. Yeah. And you know what that take, what that makes me think about, Brittany, is that we are all, even though this is 30 is different levels for all of us. You know, yeah. I have a friend that just had her first child. Yes, you know, my correct. Oldest is 11. Yes, go pumpkin. But yeah, she just had her first child. My oldest is 11. I have a friend, someone that's close to me that just got engaged. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And, you know, so it's like we're all at different levels. Some of my yes. friends are just now feeling like they want to be in a relationship. I got a family member. I ain't going to call him out because mm-hmm. I don't want, but he kind of, yeah, I don't want no smoke with his people, but he's always kind of been kind of out there, you know, and I just told Ron the other day, I was like, is he really settling down? Like, he really, like, you know, being right. at home, doing nothing, you know? So I just realized that at this age, people are finding themselves in different ways. Yeah. You know, I'm reconnecting with myself, where other people are just now reconnecting and finding love. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. I think people are at different levels. And when it comes to, you know, the guy you was talking about that y'all were cool, you have to look at what level is this person at? Mm. And the thing is, it's okay to be at different levels, but do they respect the level that I'm at? And just mentally, you know, whatever it is, do they respect where I'm at? And like you said, you might go ghost a little bit on your friends, but it's like, we know that you know, you live in your life and vice versa. So we respect where you are. You might have people around you that don't respect it.
Yeah, that's what I'm realizing. I think this year, definitely, like you kind of said, it made you realize where relationships are worth it. For me personally, I don't want anybody around me that is not rooting for me, because I'm definitely rooting for them. I don't want any frenemy shit. I don't want to hear the whole, you know, you don't really fuck with me, but you frenemies, fuck with girl. Me. I'm cool with all of it. Like, nah, I'm good. So
yes, and let me tell you. Oh, go ahead. I was gonna say, you know this story, but I'm gonna share this with our followers. So you know, I'm not really big on making new friends. I'm a day one lady all day long, because all my friends I've been cool with since we was teenagers or before, you know, elementary, whatever. But I began to make a friendship with somebody on Facebook. And, you know, we were really cool. And it's been maybe a year or two. We just connected through Facebook. And this year, when this person kind of didn't like a situation, she kind of like, I won't say lashed out, but she was upset. You know what I'm saying?
She did a rah-rah.
She was kind of rah-rah. And you know, Brittany, like before, that would take me all the way left.
Right.
This time I decided to move on, unfriend and block, move on. Because it's like, argue for what? Disturb my peace for what? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm in a place where, especially when you're talking about mental health, where, okay, I've survived the pandemic thus far. My house is still standing thus far. So I'm not going to get on here and argue with you over what? You know what I'm saying? Yes. So, yes, remove people from your life, especially when it's new people. You just not getting to know them. Let them show you the first time. Exactly. And if you ain't, you know, it don't matter about history. It don't matter about none of that. When people show you, and they say this all the time, when they show you who you are, believe it. Yeah. And remove who you need to remove, because your peace is on the other side of it.
Come on. That's real. Okay. So now we going to go ahead and wrap it up. Okay. But before we wrap it up, we are going to wrap it up. Right. Get it, sex, in 2020.
Let's talk about sex, babe.
So for me, I think that it has been lit. It has been amazing.
Yeah,
you know, I have no complaints. At first, yes. I was like, "Dang, it's the pandemic," but I mean, you know, it's been amazing. So
yes, and do you feel like, you know, 30 and coming up on 30, that your sex drive increased?
Oh hell yeah.
Yes, it's like, you know, the older you get, the more it's like, you know, let's go, let's go, let's go. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. I think that for me being a single woman and dating, like I've said this to my friends privately, but I was like, you know what? It seemed like every like situation I'm in is always like sexually, it's always better than the last. And I just, mm-hmm. you know, I'll be thinking like, oh, this is so amazing. And then I'm like, oh my God. So now the person that, you know, I just think it's the perfect, just perfect matches.
And that's how it's supposed to be. Yeah. Yes, because life is too short not to have good sex. And for somebody that's been in a relationship, I can tell you that means communicating on what you like, communicating on what you don't like, saying what works, saying what feels good, trying new things, you know. I don't know that every couple is adventurous or not, but I feel like you should be willing to try new things, be willing to do what makes your partner happy. Even if you are not in a relationship, you should not be having sex that you don't enjoy.
Not be having sex because that person want to have sex and you don't. Yeah. Like, we too motherfucking grown. What kind of kid
that part?
Childish.
That part.
Shit is that?
That part.
Fuck him because it's whack, but.
Exactly.
What Megan told us, she said, listen, I'm not faking an orgasm if the dick can't snap it, okay? I wasn't even doing that in my 20s. Look, I'm
okay.
Well, we ain't going to get into all that. I'm not going to go there. But I don't. You know, if you're gonna go with it or you're gonna go home, like, okay,
yes. So listen, no bad sex, but at the same time, look, I talked to, and it's kind of off topic, but if we at this is 30, so I don't want to miss this, but I was talking to one of my friends the other day, and she was telling me how, you know, she's at an age where she's starting to want babies, and she's starting to want a partner to be with, you know, and all this. I want to just throw out there to y'all really quick, don't appreciate where you at. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate where you at. There's somebody that want what you want and want what you have. So appreciate where you are and just know that your better is coming. And when it comes to sex, same thing. Better is coming.
Yes. And if it's
coming,
not good,
it's
right
coming.
Now, stop doing it. Okay. We're coming. Get it. And then just also to piggyback, like appreciating where you're at. I feel like that is the quickest way to be unhappy looking at somebody else's situation.
Come on.
And I used to do that a lot. Like, especially, you know, with my friends that, okay, we're going through everything together, but let's say now they're at this step in life and I'm right here. And it would just make me like, well, damn, you know, versus me maybe still being at a specific stop because I need to mentally be able to be ready once that happens.
Come on,
Or even realizing, do I want this now?
Yeah,
you know, we talk about it a lot, and I told you, I'm like, you know, the more January is gonna be 2 years that I've been single, and I was saying, like, you know, I really, and like, my next relationship is not gonna be conventional, right?
Yeah,
so what that means is it's not gonna be the whole like traditional relationship with, oh, it's supposed to be like this, it's supposed to be like that. No, I want this person just as happy as I'm happy. I want, you know, to set my own rules with this person. For instance, I can't really see me living with a man again. And it's just because, you know, right now I just feel like I like my freedom. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And what that means is like when you live with somebody, let's say you don't really feel like talking, you just want to be in your room or whatever, living room, and then what's wrong with you? I just want to sit down here. Thank you. Thanks for checking on me, though. But, you know, so I just feel like the more and more I'm single and dating, I'm really, really figuring out, okay, I do want this. I don't want this. I need this. I don't need this. So once I am ready for that situation, it will just be perfect.
Yeah.
And I won't be on Facebook talking about this man, and then look what I say. I was exclusively dating. Let me write that down. Okay, I won't be saying I'm exclusively dating, and then the next day is baby mom. Okay, we're not gonna go there. Okay, you're up. But
I want to piggyback on what you're saying too about, you know, it being your time, because I think that opens up the door to the winning season. Yeah. And for me, I'll tell y'all, so maybe 2014 is when I came to my current company. There was another person that started there with me. And he ended up being promoted a couple of years ago to a role I really wanted, maybe 2 to 3 years ago. And I remember thinking, like, I got more experience than him. Mm-hmm. Like, how do you get this promotion? And then maybe a year later, I applied for that same job, but at another location, and they didn't choose me. And again, I'm like, I have exactly what they're looking for, but they don't want me.
Right.
But then they offer me a job this month. They offer me that promotion, but that promotion is 10 minutes from my house rather than driving 45 minutes away like I tried to do a year ago, because that wasn't my time. That wasn't my season. You know what I'm saying? So I think, like you said, yes, you have to, while you're waiting, be grateful for what you have, because there is greater coming. And when you try to push yourself to try to get that thing right now and you ain't ready for it, because see, this time I've been waiting, I've been getting ready. But when you ain't ready for it, you don't want it then. You want it when you're ready. You want it when it's time.
Yeah, come on. Come on, listen. Now, we ain't come to preach for y'all.
Okay, listen, it's something about 2020, you know what I'm saying? All this BS in 2020, but yes.
Yeah. So this is our last episode of the year.
Yes.
We want to thank you all for tuning in. If you liked something, shared something, reached out to us in the inbox. We appreciate all that genuine, real love. Okay.
Shout
out to everybody we have had on in 2020. Yes. Especially shout out to all y'all, because you know, us being in a pandemic and y'all still fucking with us, like, we'll
okay.
Shout out to y'all.
Yeah.
So again, happy holidays. Y'all see our ugly sweaters. You see mine's still light up.
This shirt is crazy, but shout out to Five Below.
So we do want to wish you all happy holidays
and happy new year.
Happy new year, you know. And we will see you all next year.
Yes.
But where can y'all reach us up in the meantime, though?
So a couple of places. You might be watching us on Facebook. Of course, we are Talk That Talk with Nisha and Bree on Facebook. We're on Instagram, talk_that_talk_podcast on Instagram. And you can email us, talkthattalkpc@gmail.com. We will respond. You can send your stories if you have story time. But definitely stay tuned, because we're just getting started.
Oh, we really are. We really, really, really are.
Yes.
So until next time, bye.